Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, March 22nd, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Pinniped. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we dive deep into the vast oceans of knowledge housed within Wikipedia. Today, we're plunging into the world of pinnipeds, the fin-footed marine mammals that have captured our imaginations and play an essential role in marine ecosystems. Pinnipeds, derived from the Latin words pinna meaning fin and ped meaning foot, are a widely distributed and diverse clade of carnivorous, fin-footed, semi-aquatic marine mammals. They include three families, the earless seals or true seals, Phocidae, the eared seals, Otariidae, which encompass sea lions and fur seals, and the walrus, Odobinidae. These creatures can be found traversing the frigid waters of the Arctic and Antarctic, basking on the sunny beaches of California, and everywhere in between. Now, have you ever wondered just how these aquatic animals live their lives both on land and in water? Well, pinnipeds have a suite of adaptations that make them just as at home in the ocean as they are lounging on rocky shores. For one, they have streamlined bodies that reduce drag while swimming. Their limbs have evolved into flippers, which aid them in their graceful underwater ballet, but also serve them well enough on land. If you've ever watched a seal or sea lion shuffle awkwardly on land, you'd notice how different their movement is compared to their aquatic agility. When it comes to getting around on terra firma, earless seals inch along on their bellies in a caterpillar-like motion, since their hind flippers can't rotate forward. Eared seals and walruses, on the other hand, have rotating rear flippers that allow them to walk on all fours. But what about their location and habitats? It's fascinating that these mammals have a nearly global distribution, save for the inland seas in the heart of continents. Pinnipeds mostly prefer the colder waters near the poles, keen to take advantage of less competition and an abundance of food sources. Even so, quite a few have made a home in more temperate and tropical climates. One thing that pinnipeds are famous for is their sociability. Many species are gregarious and form large colonies, which makes for a scenic view if you happen to be on a coastal walk in the right region. They gather in groups for many reasons, such as mating, giving birth, and molting. But here's a thought. Imagine the kind of social dynamics that must be at play among thousands of these creatures all gathered in one place. It's not just a wild kingdom out there, it's a wild society. Now let's touch on their role in the food chain. Pinnipeds are carnivorous, with diets spanning fish, squid, shellfish, and in some cases, other marine mammals. This predation helps maintain the ecological balance within their marine habitats. Yet, because they are so integral to their ecosystems, the health of pinniped populations can also be an indicator of the overall health of the marine environment. Throughout history, pinnipeds have had a relationship with humans that ranges from revered to reviled. In some cultures, they are seen as sacred animals, while in others, they've been hunted for their meat, oil, and fur. This hunting, combined with habitat destruction and pollution, has led to the decline and even extinction of several pinniped species. Fortunately, there's been increasing awareness and conservation efforts to protect these marvelous mammals. Many species are now the subject of international agreements and protections. However, they are still threatened by climate change, with melting ice altering their habitats and prey availability. As we wrap up, think about this. How does our relationship with pinnipeds reflect our broader connection to the natural world and the other species we share this planet with? How can we continue to evolve this relationship in a way that respects all forms of life and the balance of our ecosystems? Pinnipeds might just be a small chapter in the encyclopedia of Earth's biodiversity, but they certainly bring to light many questions about conservation, coexistence, and our responsibilities as stewards of the environment. So, what are your thoughts on pinnipeds? Have you ever had an encounter with one? Or do they remind you of any particular issue about wildlife protection that you feel strongly about? We'd love to hear your stories and viewpoints. engage with us on our social channels, and tell us what you think about the fin-footed friends we've talked about today. And if this piqued your interest, go ahead and deep dive into the Wikipedia article on pinnipeds for a detailed look at these intriguing creatures. You'll find a wealth of information on their anatomy, behavior, and the challenges they face in the wild. Thank you for joining us on Wikipodia as we explored the world of pinnipeds. Remember to stay curious and keep exploring the endless waves of knowledge on Wikipedia. Until next time, keep your fins up and your curiosity strong.
That was the Wikipodia podcast for the article of the day, Pinniped. Thanks for listening. See you next time.